Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you today?
I am. And you?
Well, my mind is altered by the power of 10 words.
Oh, yeah. What? Let's see. How many days ago did I write that one?
I don't know. A couple, 3 or 4? I don't know. You've been writing a lot lately. That's good. I mean, this will be the third posting this week. And boy, I still got 3 more to go. You're on fire, man. You're on fire. But don't stop. Don't stop. I'll try and keep up.
Well, Mr. Publisher, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. So you start off the article, The Mind-Altering Power of 10 Words, with a very strong statement that scientific research is offering proof that perception creates reality. And I assume you're referring to the double-slit experiment again. Is that correct? Or did you have something else in mind with that?
You know, I have read so many in so many arenas. As you know, one guy I like, and I don't even know, can't even think of his name right now. It'll probably come to me or you. The guy that coined the term epigenetics.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Over the top.
Dr. Bruce Lipton. Yeah.
Yeah, Lipton, and. I know he cites that term, and of course, anything I can find that's new that, you know, like a YouTube or something that has come out with Lipton being interviewed or whatever, I watch it, and stuff that he quotes often, because he uses all kinds of scientific stuff. He is a scientist after all, and so I can't tell you what else it is. It's just so many people I'm tuning into are saying the same thing. So
right, and I thought your pie analogy was a very good image to keep in mind for people when they're looking at their own particular perspective and rejecting someone else's. I think the pie is a very good analogy, and that there is a whole to the picture, and that you, just one opinion doesn't make
yeah,
the whole pie.
Mean anything.
No, it's actually somewhat limited.
Yeah, and of course the 10 words that just boils down to something that's really keeps exciting me daily, because the guys that coined the term admitted they didn't know why it works. It just does. I don't know why it works. It just does. And I'm getting nuances of that every day, Ryan. They're just blowing me away. Things that, for example, thinking in terms of something in the future, because somebody's brought up something and I really don't want to go there, quote unquote, you know, like something that might happen in 5 or 6 months that I dread if I have to do it. And, you know, and those 10 words just erase the problem.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
That's something I would have carried on and on and on for days. Now it's like...
You can just let it go.
I'm involved in that. Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, I had to say it. I had to say those 10 words about 10 times for it to disappear. So I'm a little slower than most, I suppose.
Well, with some things and with others, you say it once and it's gone, right? So it depends on how deeply held the belief is. And I think that the rabbit trail or the crumbs, so to speak, to, you know, that we can follow on the trail, tell us that the trail leads to our subconscious mind. And those 10 words seem to have an effect on our subconscious mind at some level. And sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper because the thought or the belief system or the structure is held onto a little bit tighter, but it seems to be able to walk right through.
Yeah.
Pick up the belief or the structure or the judgment or whatever it is that's causing you aggravation, tear it up and throw it out all in one move.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I was reminded this morning of something I had to do because it was about, and it was something that really seemed to be foreign. In other words, it wasn't my own subconscious. I was picking up a thought from outside of myself, and that's, you know, it seems to me that the more you begin tuning in to spirit, you know, or the universe, if somebody prefers that, or to God, whatever. I said I wasn't going to stumble around on that anymore, but I still do. Just because, you know, people get hung up on the words, and so do I, obviously. But what hit me this morning was, I do have spiritual tools to work with those things that I don't seem to have any control over by just thinking it away, or even speaking to my subconscious as this, you know, this particular 10-word tool does. And I don't want to go down that path too far, because that'll take us off topic this morning. But by saying that over and over, and it, all of a sudden it was still, this thing was still lodged. I became, well, wait a minute, well, what do I do? And, you know, the questions were, what do I do with this? You know, boom, I saw what it is immediately. And I was able to get rid of it immediately by using another tool. But so anyway, that's how important these 10 words have become to me. So I hope people will, I hope, Mr. Publisher, you feel like I've been persuasive enough to get people to just try it.
Yeah, well, you were persuasive enough with me. I mean, to me, when you first introduced the concept of just say this, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. I thought to myself, well, what the heck is that going to do?
Yes, it sounds stupid.
It really does sound really stupid. I agree. And so, you know, but that's a judgment in itself, isn't it? And that's what we're talking about getting rid of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about long held on to positions that are limiting. And any position that I found that creates uncomfortable feelings inside of me is a position I should probably let go of. Only because feeling uncomfortable about something is not very productive. It tends to put oneself on a defensive platform or posture right off the bat, and closes you off to learning, to healing, to many things, to understanding, to love even. You know, if we're all in search of something higher and something better in our life, love would be the pinnacle of that, I'm assuming, whether it be the love of another human being or love of everything that's around you. But if you hold on to a belief that blocks you from feeling that or creates negative feelings, you certainly can't feel love simultaneously. So this ridiculous phrase, interesting point of view, I have that point of view, is something that almost works miraculously. And I say miraculously only because I don't fully understand how it works either, I confess.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I made the point in the article that, you know, the guys that coined that give the same credit. They give the credit to the same source that we give credit to for things that we get for spiritual healing source.
Yeah.
It's all the same source, and it's exciting. You know, of course, they use different terminology, but that's their point also. You know, and to see somebody else as effective as they are able to communicate some things they communicated, using the same thing of going direct. You know, if this doesn't work for you, don't worry about it. But you know, try it.
Try it.
Yeah.
A lot of times
and the other one that they came up with was, how is it getting better than this?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but it does.
Yeah.
I've never written so many brief articles without feeling the need to write a book, because it's like, oh wow, I'm able to say that in a paragraph.
Yeah,
you've been hollering at me forever. Can't you make it shorter?
I get to the point. Yeah, but you know, the challenge of trying to intellectualize things is something that you and I think both fall into a trap of that, and we want to intellectualize something rather than just trying it. And you know, like a new food. Well, gee, I don't know if I'd like that new food. You know, and what's it taste like? You know, is it kind of like mangoes? Because I don't really like mangoes, or I don't really like tomatoes, or so. You know, we try to intellectualize something as an avoidance strategy, and we don't actually take a step and just try it. Just take a taste, take a bite, just one bite, and see if it works. And
interesting point of view.
Yeah,
I have that point of view.
Yeah, I you know, so that's what I had to do with that phrase, because I couldn't rationalize it. I had no intellectual support from the parties that introduced it to us. You know, they're both kind of shrugging their shoulders, just saying the same thing we are. Just try it. And so, to our audience, my suggestion is just try it.
I don't know if you remember the term they came up with. The one guy who tends to be the jokester, I guess that would, I would be the counterpart to that, but I was talking about the Russian Justin Ipov. and I sent you that, didn't I? That my favorite picture.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, the cat with his head on sideways. And it's the whole point is it's just an interesting point of view. That's all it is. And the one guy mentioned that it took him 6 months. I'm going through the same thing. I mean, all morning long I've been saying interesting point of view. I have that point of view, which has taken me to a different depth of the phrase, which I hadn't thought of or shared with you prior to today, but I see some other importance to those words, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that when I said it about several times this morning, when I saw judgments pop up, that I needed to, whoa, what's this? And what do I do about it? Well, that's what I do about it. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Well, that's the point. I have that point of view. And it's time to let it go.
Hmm.
And it was like, wow. And it goes. Poof.
Yeah. And it goes from a powerful, well, whatever the thought is, it goes from a powerful emotion, something that can evoke emotion within us, to something that's just an interesting point of view.
Yeah, period.
Period.
Instead of reacting so strongly to stuff,
yeah,
which I am prone to do at times, as you well know.
Me too, buddy.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark. Well, I like it towards the bottom of the article, you point out that it actually works for physical judgments that we've placed on ourselves. So physical judgment, by that I mean, every time I exercise, my arms really hurt because my arms are particularly weak. And so if I go to the gym and I do some arm curls or whatever it is, then next day, sure enough, my arms are sore. Or any
point of view.
It's just a point of view that we've adopted. And it's a belief system about our own physical body that may or may not be serving us.
Well, it doesn't serve us if the old fears come up. Oh, no, I wonder what this is now.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm, you know, and elderly people, I've noticed, you know, I have fought this forever because I call myself the kid half the time or whatever, and on one side of me, the other side of me says I'm going on 90. Both are rather inaccurate, but let's see, how old am I? I am in my 80s, but
that's an interesting point
noticed,
of view.
Yeah, well, exactly. And there it is. I've noticed that elderly people and I've noticed this for years in healing. The reason people run to doctors with every little pain is they don't think it's just a passing thing. They think, oh no, what is it? And I used to deal with this a lot more when I had people bringing others to me for, quote, spiritual entities, you know, and you know, oh no, it's back. You know, there's nothing back, you know, get out. And but you have, if your mindset is that, oh no, I've got something, I better go to the doctor and find out, I've got to go ask the doctor what this is. Yikes. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view.
That's good. Hey, I love it. And I love the phrase. And to all our listeners, give it a try. Just try it. No intellectual support here. No loving, encouraging motherhood statements. Next time something bothers you, just try it. Anything you want to add?
10 words. No, I do. Well, yeah, there is one. Something coming up. And it has to do with, and I uploaded it to you this morning already. I don't know if you've looked at it, but I have a formula for somebody, and it just happened yesterday to me when a guy said, gee, I wish I could believe like you. And I said, well, you can, and that's the bottom line. And I showed him how and told him how. And man, you talk about transformation. So that's coming up, and it's pretty exciting. So somewhere in the next 10 articles or whatever, there is a very short formula on how you, and I mean anybody listening right now, how you can actually begin believing and seeing it. If you want to believe, and you don't want to go quite as crazy as Brad Cullen is right yet, but you would wish you believed as some of the things I believe, because after all, people get healed because they begin seeing what, quote, I can do, and I say it isn't me anyway. But anyway, there's a formula that's so quick that'll get you on the path to believing if you don't think you can believe.
So yeah, stay tuned, folks. So stay tuned.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. I'm sensing you're trying to get me off the phone. But after all, you called.
Okay. Have a great afternoon, Brad. Bye.
Hey, you too. Love you, buddy.